Indeed.
So it may just be three of us today. I'll see if a few more of our presenters call in. We didn't ask for RSVPs. We just put this on the calendar so that if anybody could call in, even if it was just Robert Lopez and I, we will record it. So anybody who's going to be a presenter, if they're not on this call, they can listen to it and then follow the steps. So this is our version of creating our webinar, if you will. Yeah. There's a little bit of background noise there with you, Roger. I don't know if it's you on a computer.
Yeah.
Ah, it's the headset. Okay. Hi. Have you met Robert Lopez?
I don't recall.
No, I don't think we have. Hi. I'm Robert.
Hello, Robert. I'm Roger.
Roger, I think we've met just once briefly. So welcome.
Yes. We were at the advocacy day.
Yes. That was awesome. You got us three legislators in one fell swoop, you and your wife. Yes. I'm sorry, Robert. I think it cut you off.
No, I was just going to give a little background on me. But you generally give better backgrounds on me than I do. So.
I will say that he was one of the first next-gen planners who just rose to the occasion when we sent out a call for volunteers. Robert was there, and when he showed up to volunteer at the first one that I know was an Arizona Council on Economic Education event like 4 years ago, he was amazing. Mm-hmm. Just without introduction, without instruction, without guidance, he just like literally stepped in and made a difference. So when he moved away to San Francisco, I was sad. And when he said he was coming back to Arizona, I was happy. That's how I would introduce you, Robert. And I didn't even ask how the ACC event went last Friday yet. If we have time at the end of this call, maybe you can tell me. But, how would you introduce yourself?
I'm Robert. I am the new chair or the team leader of the public awareness team. For the FPA of Greater Phoenix. So this is, I'm kind of in charge of this event and what little capacity that means. But realistically, Melissa and Stephanie are in charge of this event, but I'm supposed to be the loudest voice.
I am a part of the
new generation of planners, so I do things a little different. So I apologize if I speak too frankly.
Never. But you're like a two-year-old who asks why a lot, and while I encourage it, I have to be so prepared before I talk to you.
I do ask why a lot.
Oh, Roger, you just muted yourself, but this would be a great invitation for you to unmute and introduce yourself. And I know you met Robert at Advocacy Day and me, but bring us up to speed again. Remind us about your background and why you are opting into pro bono public awareness volunteering.
Okay. I'm originally from Seattle. We just moved down here to Arizona at the end of 2017, my wife and I. I've been doing this since 2003 full-time, and just got my CFP in December of last year. Finally, I've talked other people into doing it through my career, but a previous company didn't appreciate CFP, so... Now my new company does. So definitely a step in the right direction. My original training is engineer, so I will be coming from that kind of a background. So I take things systematically, if you will, kind of look at things that way. So it makes it easy to help people plan.
You're going to be a natural. You are a natural.
Well, thank you.
And I'm about to go through the planned agenda for this call. So with a little luck, my logic and your orderly, you know, sort of engineering training will meet up in the agenda. So, Robert, you're looking at the screen as well, right? Because I think Roger is.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay. I am uploading an agenda, and I also put it in the chat box. So if you've not used Uber before, there's a lot of different ways to share information on the same call. One of the ways to share information is by uploading files. And if you're looking at your computer, on the bottom of your screen, you should see some icons. There's the mute, the share file or share screen, an audio device, a profile or an invitation for others, the call recording, which we are recording because we're going to use this recording and this call content to help anybody else who signed up who couldn't make the call to get up to speed. And so on that same line, you should see a Word document that you can click on and download, and that would be the call agenda. In addition to the right, there's a small strip that has what looks like an orange clock at 3 o'clock. And if you click on that orange clock, it actually opens up a window that shows you who else is viewing, and it gives you a chat box. So I've also just sort of copy-pasted all of the information into the chat box. And then any documents that are uploaded can be found through the chat box as well, or if there's links there. So two different ways to get information. And then I could do a share screen and actually let you view my screen with the agenda on it. So any questions on how to access the planned agenda or how to use Uber?
Nope, I got it up.
Cool. Roger? Oh, you're on mute again. Okay.
Yeah, I don't want any background. How do I, right now, your chat is in the chat box on the right. It's really skinny.
Yes.
How do I get it bigger?
I don't know. I was wondering that myself. We usually just try to keep what we put there short and sweet.
Okay.
But the reason I put the whole thing in there this time is when the call summary comes to me as a wrap-up at the end of our call, it'll have the chat box items available for people to click on. And you can download those to a text or a PDF. And that formatting is normal formatting. So this will go from skinny in the chat box to viewable in a larger, wider text file or PDF file.
Excellent.
So I think it's really just a limitation of the screen so that we can see who all is on the call at the same time. All right. So super quick, we do an opening round on every one of our team calls. The main thing I'm going to do is run through the planned agenda and then check in to make sure it makes sense to you or see if there's anything big that's missing, and then we're going to dive in. The schedule for this call is 45 minutes. I don't think we'll need any more than that, so we should be off by 1:45. That's the goal. And we'll carve out 5 minutes at the end for a closing round to see how this call in the future could be better or how your experience calling in could be better, so your ability to grade the call, if you will. So by way of opening round agenda check-in, we're going to spend maybe 5 minutes covering logistics, and then we'll talk a little bit about who can participate or volunteer for what roles, and then we'll talk about the event day itinerary, how we see this all coming together. Robert just had a great call on that. And then if there are questions, I'll go through some information about our attendees. They're from the general public, so any questions that you might have about what we expect to find in our attendee base, and then any other questions and a closing round. As we go through the who can participate, I will talk about what materials have to be viewed in advance by anybody who's participating from the Foundation for Financial Planning. So that's the planned agenda. Robert, how does that sound to you?
Sounds great.
All right. Roger, does that make sense and set up the call and what we're going to do for you?
Excellent. That should work.
All right. Then in the future, as Robert gets really good at this, he would be leading this call. I'm kind of leading it today. We're doing on-the-job training. So, Robert, when you want to step in or any of ideas or comments, if I haven't passed sort of the mic to you, give me a little poke. So, regarding logistics, okay. It's Saturday, April 20th, so 10 days from today. The event staff will get there at 7 a.m., and the attendees will get there at 8 a.m. We're asking any of our pro bono planners or volunteers to be on site by 7:30 a.m. The event, we need to clear by 2 p.m., and that means we need the last of our pro bono meetings to end by, I think, 1:30. which means most of our planners, if they can stay until at least 1 p.m., there might be maybe four or five that would continue from 1 to 1:30. But if all of them at least can come at 7:30 and stay till 1 p.m., I'm confident we can provide the 30-minute pro bono sessions that people are going to be asking for. We are prepared to offer a coffee, tea, and water station all day long. And then we'll also be stocking some sort of breakfast items, like continental breakfast. It won't be like bacon and eggs and, you know, biscuits and gravy, but we are planning to have some food items there for both a breakfast and then some sort of lunch fare will be provided. I think it's going to be snacks or maybe sandwiches. It won't be hot meals, but I wanted to let our planners know we're not asking you for all your time and energy and talent, and expecting you to also go hungry and thirsty. So we are going to cover that. And then the location is at the Rio Salado Community College Conference Center. It's a great location, but it can be hard to find if you have never been there before. So we've given you the address here in the event confirmations that go out 2 days ahead of time. There will be links to Google Maps, but I would encourage any of our pro bono planners to really kind of look at the map ahead of time and plan out their route. Because if you don't go down the right streets, it's back in an industrial section of Tempe, and it's, you know, kind of buttressed right against Broadway Curve and two major freeways. So you just have to know how to get there. There is plenty of free on-site parking. It is covered parking. And so if you get there on time, you know, there should be no problem in finding a parking place and finding the location. So any questions on logistics?
I'm good.
All right. And then we typically get a lot of questions in the next week about who can participate and volunteer. We have 8 CFP professionals signed up right now. We typically have 15 to 20, so I will shake the trees probably tomorrow morning with those who have volunteered in the past 3 or 4 years and see if they're able to help us for even 2 or 3 hours. I have had inquiries from 4 planners who haven't registered yet, who have inquired, could I be there, you know, from 7:30 to 9:30, or could I come from 11 to 1? And my answer has been, absolutely. You would just, if you could only register for part of the time, you would let that be known to Stephanie Weddock, because as we're trying to work through the 1-to-1 pro bono requests, she will build out a spreadsheet and then work with Robert to sort of allocate and assign those spots out. So what you need to do to be able to volunteer for pro bono sessions is first be a CFP professional in good standing, and then you've got to let us know you're coming in advance so that we can verify your standing. And then on your own between now and the 20th, you would view the Kaplan / Foundation for Financial Planning course specific to pro bono financial planning. It takes 1 hour. It does provide CE credit. And we're not going to monitor that. I mean, I'm not prepared to go in and double check that everybody took the course. We'll let it be known through this call and through our confirmations, and then count on our CA professionals to take the course. It is a really good course. It's new. They've done a good job with this one. I think the prior one left me a little less prepared to provide pro bono. This course talks about the fact that it's not marketing, why we do it, how it advances your career, how it advances the profession, the letter of engagement, the scope of services, the process you could expect to use. And then it does go further and talk about the delivery of pro bono on a broader scale than just these 30-minute increments. So you will need to think through, if we're only doing 30-minute increments, even the scale and the process that they would use on a broader engagement is not going to work on a 30-minute increment. Ours is going to be scaled down to, for the next 30 minutes, you have access to a planner to ask a question or two and get specific guidance on where your next action might be. It does make clear that we are not part of the implementation plan, and it references, you know, liability. You want to check with your carrier. We want everybody to know that this is a chapter event, and Robert and I were just talking about the materials we're using. In order to keep us as safe as possible and covered under all of our E&O coverage, we try to follow prescribed paths that are okay from the foundation, the FBA, the CFP board. and that includes materials and where we source them. So if we follow the path that they've laid out for us, and if we get the acknowledgments from all of our attendees that they understand the scope of the engagement is 30 minutes to have Q&A, then we are fully covered through the chapter under an E&O policy for any CFP professionals in good standing. So the chapter can say to you, Roger, or Robert, or me, or any other CFP professional, that we are taking on the Arizona Missions responsibility for what you do on this day, as long as you do it within the framework that we provide. So in order to do that, you would sign on event day an acknowledgement that you understand no business cards, no personal marketing takes place, and that you understand the limitations of a 30-minute session. All of our attendees will be informed on how they can access, after the fact, any financial planner who's volunteering that day through the planner search at the FPA chapter. And then on event day, the chapter, through Stephanie and our sign-in process, we'll have forms available for each of the attendees to sign, talking about their understanding of the release of liability. They indemnify you. They know the limits of the advice they're getting. And they understand that you're doing this as a service. It's free. And they can ask questions and expect you to give your best professional guidance on how they could get those questions resolved. And then you will be asked at the end of each session that you do on a 30-minute session to take 5 minutes and jot down specific notes about what questions were asked and what general actions or advice was given. And we will keep that for 10 years in our, you know, liability protection paperwork folder. So does that make sense for who can volunteer to give pro bono sessions and what has to happen in order to keep everybody safe? Robert?
Yes, it's very in-depth.
Cool. Okay, Roger, does that sound logical to you?
Yes. Regarding the notes, could you review that again?
We'll have a small form that we will match up after the fact. So we will know that Mrs. X met with Robert Lopez at 11 p.m., and when she registered, she had questions about debt management. So then Robert, at the end of the session, would say, I met for 30 minutes with Mrs. X. Her questions were specific to, and these were the suggestions that we gave or the information I shared, you know, how to budget or how to find credit counseling or where to go for student loan reduction. So what we want to try and do is match up what a person said they were interested in with what they actually asked the planner.
Okay. Okay.
That makes sense?
Yep. That makes sense. Good, good.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So if you're not a CFP, and I've had these calls too, let's say you're a student or you're an accountant or somebody else in the industry, you know, can they still volunteer and help out on events? And the answer is yes. They just can't do the pro bono element. So we've had people before help step me out at registration. We've had other planners who do the public awareness component as subject matter experts, knowing that they're not going to do pro bono. And then they would also do, you know, potentially the matching up with introducing Mrs. X to Roger Edwards for her session. If they are interns or they're getting into the industry, they just are not CFPs yet. As long as there's no concern with the person that you're meeting with that they've stood in, they could also join and sit in and sort of listen to and hear the financial planning dialogue from a professional to a community member. So anyone who is interested in the field but maybe isn't a CFP, we do have jobs we can give them on pro bono public awareness events. They're welcome to do that. For the public awareness presentations, Robert is already working through some working team members. We've got some others who have done things in the past that are subject matter experts and used to the FPA and vetted materials. So we use subject matter experts to provide public awareness workshops. We're hoping that they use pre-approved course materials. And the critical thing is, again, no personal branding, no deviations from approved course materials. We've got to really be able to quantify after the fact what information was on site delivered and what documentation we would have to that effect. In general, we've used the CFP Board of Standards, the Foundation for Financial Planning, the FPA itself. We've used NAFE, the National I never get the words right. The National Endowment for Financial Education is, I think, what that stands for. And then, Robert, to your point, with the Public Awareness Task Force, we could produce materials. We would just have to really vet them in advance. And with 10 days, mm-hmm. I'm just telling you, I have capacity limits. And somewhere in there, I've got to look at what's going out. So I think this year's ability to tailor is just more time constraint, and it hasn't happened before.
Okay.
And then we want to avoid any personal or professional marketing. So if our mission is education on a designated subject matter, then we don't want logos, addresses, phone numbers, business cards, anything like that on any public awareness materials, which is part of why we want to vet and approve in advance what is shown on the screen. All attendees will be informed on how the chapter can assist them in reaching out after the pro bono event to any of our subject matter experts, whether or not they're CFPs. So the chapter will be that hub, helping someone who attended who calls and says, how do I reach out to this attorney or this accountant or this appraiser or this person? Absolutely, we can make that happen. We just want to do it with them voluntarily calling the chapter, and then the chapter does the assist. So that's it. That's the biggest meaty part of this agenda on who can participate and what's asked of them. Any questions on that or anything I've left out?
No, it sounds like you covered everything that I'm aware of.
Okay. Roger?
Sounds good.
Okay. Then on the event day itinerary, they just had a team call and worked on that before this call. Stephanie Weddock is our administrator for the chapter. She's done this event 4 times now. All of those other resources I listed earlier have samples out there that they've provided in the past for how to run an event like this. Laura Barton has participated as the Rio Salado K-Jazz K-Bop host. So they've got a handle on how they're going to structure this. What you would need to know as a volunteer is that I think it's 2 days ahead of time. So by the 18th, you would get an email from the chapter saying we're looking forward to seeing you. This is the event day itinerary. And as far as we can tell, as far as we know, these are the sessions that we would ask you to do for pro bono. So we'll have some idea of how many, what time slots, and who's next to who about 2 days ahead of time. It will change a little bit on the day of. Some people show up. They didn't get registered. Some people won't show up at all. Some will bring extra people. So be prepared to be a little fluid on the event day, but you're not going to come in blind. You will come in with an itinerary in your hand of some expectation of what's happening in what room at what time and who's doing it. Does that sound consistent with what you guys discussed, Robert, on your call?
It does. Yeah. So we're going to be doing the workshops are pre-scheduled, but the people showing up, the attendees are going to show up. That they have their preferred times that we've requested from them, but yeah, I feel like it's going to be a lot of help being needed on the day of to get people where they should be. So.
Yeah, it's like herding cats is what it is, but it's mm-hmm. kind of fun. All right, so then a little bit about the attendees themselves. This is from the general public. And with the marketing relationships that we've tried to develop as a chapter over the last 2 to 3 years, we're finally starting to see a little more consistency in, you know, getting something out into a broader community than we have in the past. So we've got relationships with the community colleges and the libraries. I haven't done as much with them this year on that one, though. But United Way, Trellis, St. Vincent de Paul, even the retirement communities where we've had presentations, Friendship Village, Beatitudes, Glencroft. So all of those nonprofit or community entities that we've been developing relationships have been asked to share our flyer, and it's starting to work. I mean, we've got 32, I think, registered this morning, and all of our on-air and big media stuff starts this week. So between K-Jazz's on-air spots and K-Box on-air spots. Our Facebook ad goes live today. We've got Twitter and other social media kicking up through the governor's office, through the treasurer's office, and through, I hope, Senator Kyrsten Sinema's office. You'll see our flyer And they just let us know last week that the governor and the treasurer have declared April as Arizona Financial Literacy Month, not just nationally, but now Arizona specifically. So we anticipate extra marketing kicks through their offices. So you could see everything from college students to retirees who are very, you know, poor or limited financial means to, you know, excessive. We've had $6 million estate planners come and emerge out of these events. So it's a broad swath that we're reaching, and it could be quite a range of variability in who you sit down and talk to. Surprise anybody or make sense, or any questions on how we've approached this?
No.
I was wondering how you marketed. That's covering a lot of bases. Good.
Yeah, the live radio stuff is going to start this weekend. So, yeah.
All right, and then we are going to reach out again to our members. We've had 3 e-blasts to them, but, you know, just encouraging them if they're active in their church, if they're active in a community service organization, if they're volunteering elsewhere. You know, we've asked them to share the flyer too. I don't know how many have. You never know with these outreach efforts who's actually doing it. I just know that with this many registrations from the broad public 10 days out, that we're doing okay. I'm pretty confident we'll end up at least 60, but I think, you know, 75 to 100 is viable. And, so we will have enough people there to keep planners busy and to be proud of doing it. I have not heard back from Russ Wiles at the Arizona Republic, and I haven't heard from Tom Rindall about any media engagements, so I'll need to circle back with them. But we're hoping to get on some morning shows and get a shout out from the Arizona Republic still too in print media. So pretty good for an organization that doesn't have a communications team in place with a lot of credentialing and a lot of ability. You know, shoestring budget, it's all relationship based. Okay. Our attendees will get 2 days ahead of time a reminder to come, and they'll get the forms that they're going to be asked to sign so they can read them in advance. And then we will have some forms that they could fill out relevant to their net worth or their financial questions. So we'll try and prompt them ahead of time to be prepared. Most of them won't be. And so we'll use the workshop time and the time before their pro bono to have other planners or other people who are available on site help them fill out their forms. So just a lot of our volunteer time goes to getting the attendees ready to maximize their 30 minutes. All right. That's it. Any other questions on our attendees and what their experience might be ahead of time or how we try to prompt them for a good session?
That pretty much covers it.
Yeah, it's in the past, how long have attendees been at the event? Do they just show up for the 30 minutes and leave? Do they show up and hang out for a little while? Has anyone ever tried to go in for seconds?
I don't think anybody's gone for seconds. That's a good question. If we had plenty of advisors and they weren't done in 30 minutes, we didn't force them, you know, a hard yank at 30 minutes. So if somebody needed 40 or 45 and we had the ability to do that, we didn't stop that from happening. If we have, you know, 15 planners and 90 meetings, we're going to have less ability to be flexible than if we have, you know, 75 attendees and 30 planners. So very few people came for just the 30-minute session. I think 80% of them came early enough to go to at least one workshop or, you know, many were there for the kickoff. And then they would do maybe one workshop plus their session. There, I don't remember more than one or two people who literally stayed the whole day and went to every workshop. But it could happen. That's where having that event itinerary done and in their hands 2 days ahead of time really helps them out because they can plan their day too. Okay, good question. Others? All right, then let's do a closing round and see if this, look at this, it's 33 minutes of time was useful for you to sort of understand how this works and what to expect. Let me start with Roger.
Much better. It's more involved than I expected. I didn't know there was going to be workshops. I'm glad you got the advertising out there. So it would be sad when nobody shows up. that would be bad. This is going to be good. This is really going to be good. I think you've covered everything. But we'll find out more at our two days before our itinerary. Looking forward to that.
All right. I'm glad this was helpful. Robert, how do you do?
Very efficient. I like it.
All right. Well, then we're good to go. And I will be sending this chat box, and I'll make sure the recording is, you know, just the parts that are relevant, out to anybody who registers, along with the link to the course that we would ask them to take, that 1 hour course between now and the event. I just want to thank you both for your time. Robert, you're going to be a great leader. And Roger, I'm just so excited to have you leaning in, I guess is what they call it, and volunteering for these events. You're a powerful presence. So thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, then happy Tuesday. Go forth and do some great planning.
It's Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
Take care.
Wednesday. Bye.
Bye.
Losing my days. Bye.